Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1257 in the writing is shir number 409. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, when we love talking about various different foods which are part of the meal or not part of the meal and it needs a bracha, sometimes does not need a bracha. So an interesting thing comes up, reference to compote, which is sometimes it's a fruit cocktail, sometimes it's something like applesauce, different mixtures. It depends on, you know, people have different traditions, but the food, quote unquote, what we call compote, one of the issues is there are those who held that since it's eaten all the time, it's possibly part of the meal. Some say that the Chofetz Chaim changed at the end of his life, or sort of maybe in the middle. I don't know if it was exactly at the end, but he changed at some point. In other words, some say that the Chofetz Chaim did not make a bracha on the compote at some point due to certain conditions. But be it as it may, it is a machloikis straight up. The Sefer Yetzer Halachos talks about it. But be it as it may, so there are a few different ways to get around it, to cover all grounds. We want to always try and cover, if possible, all grounds. So number one, what one could do, in other words, I have the compote, and the question is, do I need a bracha, do I not? Now, I want to stress, we're talking about compote strictly when somebody's eating it at the end of the meal for dessert. If one is eating it as a side dish, a lot of times you have compote as a side dish, and which is was a very popular thing in Europe, for sure. Today, not so much, but definitely, it was, further back you go, was something that people ate together with the main dish, like with the chicken. I even remember myself, my father, Oliver Shalom, who was an American, actually used to eat all the time, either compote, applesauce, together with the chicken. Mamish was a real, real tuffle to the chicken. You know, each bite was together, and it was there to mamish to enhance the chicken, to make the chicken more juicy, or whatever the case is. But a compote was something that people ate mamish with the main dish. So that, and if that's the case, so then for sure there's no bracha, because it's mamish a tuffle to the, it's subordinate to the chicken, to the meat, whatever the person's eating as a side dish. But we're talking about a case in time where somebody eats it as a dessert. So that, this taka that's brought down is a machlaikis. So we want to try the best way to get out of it. So in other words, get out of it, meaning to cover all ground. So it's a good thing to make a bracha on, if it's possible, a plain regular fruit with the same bracha of the fruits that's in that compote. So if you have a certain mixture and the roiv, most of the compote is, let's say, ha'etz, so you want to make a ha'etz on something else that's not in the compote, like a piece of apple, piece of orange, whatever, something that's not in the compote, and have the compote in mind, that would be a good thing to do, because a regular fruit you have to make anyways. A person eats a piece of apple, piece of orange, you have to make anyways a ha'etz, so that would cover off the roiv. In other words, the majority of the mixture is a huadama, so then you would have to make a huadama. So then you want to take maybe a piece of melon or something that's not, again, and not in the compote, and make a huadama. And that will cover that. In other words, whatever the bracha is supposed to be made on the compote, you want to eat something else that's not part of the compote and have that in mind. Okay, so another way of working with it is just plain straight up to eat it with the compote together with bread. Again, somebody's eating it for dessert, but you eat it together with bread. As long as you're eating it together with bread, each bite with bread, so then for sure it's covered. That's not a question. It becomes a tuffle to the bread. Another option with what one could do. These are different options which we bring down various different cases whereby it is, where certain issues, certain cases are machlekes in the poiskim if you need a bracha or not. So these are various different ways that could be used in various different cases, not just by compote, but we talk about it by appetizer. We'll see it as we go down the road. We'll see how these etz tovas, good ideas, are brought down. So one could also eat a small piece of fruit before they actually go to wash. Let's say the compote would be a ha'etz, for example. Let's just give you an example, right? So they would eat a piece of fruit before they go to wash, and then they have among the compote that they'll eat at the end of the meal. And that would also help. I just want to stress that the piece of fruit, we'll be saying this quite a bit, but the piece of fruit which is eaten before the meal, and you do it to have in mind the compote, right, which is a machlekes. So that should be, that piece of fruit before the meal should be less than a kazayas. You want to make sure it's less than a kazayas in order not to get into a problem of making a burn of fushes. If I eat a piece of apple, let's say that's less than a kazayas, small little piece, right, so then I don't have to worry about the issue. Do I make a burn of fushes? Do I not make a burn of fushes? It becomes a complicated issue. We're not going to get into all that right now. but you eat a piece less than a kazayis, then for sure there's no burner fashas. You have to make a eight and you have in mind a kompot, and that is another good way to go about doing it. All this, again, like we said, is only when one is eating the kompot at the end of the meal. If one eats the kompot together with their meat, like we said, the side dish or whatever, all these different type of things. So even though they might not eat it together exactly the same time together, but it's a side dish from the main dish. It's one of the side dishes. It's eaten together with the main dish, right? You don't have to eat every bite together with the chicken or whatever. It's part of the main dish. And one would definitely not have to make an extra bracha as a kompot. Would mamish be a tuffle to the, be subordinate as a tuffle to the main dish. Thank you for listening. Aslachim bracha kol tuv.